Paragraph 6 reads, "For modern historians, the transition from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar creates a number of logistical consequences relating to date-keeping. Because the Julian and Gregorian calendars are so similar, and because the transition happened gradually, old historical records often include misleading dates. For example, the tombstones of writers Miguel Cervantes and William Shakespeare both report a death date of April 23, 1616, suggesting the two titans of Western literature died on exactly the same day. However, because Cervantes came from Spain, a Catholic country, and Protestant England had yet to adopt the Gregorian calendar, they actually died 10 days apart."
So for modern-day historians, this transition between the Julian and the Gregorian calendar does create quite a few logistical issues. So something that is logistical is something that relates to organization or planning. So in this case, the logistics of date keeping, because there were these two different calendars running at the same time. And so because the calendars are so similar, it's not like they're thousands of years apart or even hundreds of years apart, and the transition happened more gradually, not everybody did it at once, old historical records often have misleading dates. So it seems like modern historians, they just need to make sure that they really know the context of the time that they're studying and when, you know, any transitions between calendars happened, so that they can make sure that they're using the right dates.
So we have an example of where it could possibly be confusing. You might say Miguel Cervantes, a Spanish writer, William Shakespeare, an English writer, two of the most famous writers of their languages. Apparently they both died on April 23rd, but this is two different calendars. April 23rd for Cervantes on the Gregorian calendar, William Shakespeare, April 23rd on the Julian calendar. If you update it, actually Shakespeare would have died on, like, I think, like May 1st or something like that, early May. So, but the original tombstones suggest that the Titans, a Titan is just a very powerful being. As I mentioned, they're two of the most highly regarded writers of their languages. You would think they died on the same day, but actually is about 10 days apart. And so this is all has to do with the fact that they were on different calendars at that particular time. Well, that wraps up our lesson for today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to go back and do some review.